Lauren, Zosia, do you have your pom-poms?
I have my flippers.
Yes, perfect. Can you repeat after me? A-S-C.
A-S-C.
Give me an E-N-S.
Give you an E-N-S.
Give me an I-O-N.
Give me an I. Oh, I gave you an I-O-N.
Do you know what it spells?
Ascension! Ascension! Yay. Ascension!
Yay. Nice. I had to write it down. I'm like, is she going to get it? Because, you know, it's a lot of letters to put together. Hi, everyone. This is Unstoppable Love with this is Zosia and
Lauren.
We're so happy you're here. And we love to be silly. She would tell people, we just like to be silly because doesn't it help just raise your spirits? Didn't Q activate us for better or worse? Didn't he activate us in the humor?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, my goodness.
Happy Q Day.
Happy Q Day, everyone. Oh, Zosia, the shows. I've been listening to the shows today. Amazing, amazing Aww. Shows.
Yay.
It's just, yeah, it was great. Bravo, everyone.
So the Ascension cheer was synchronistic then.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, I always look forward to Saturdays because I just love listening. I love listening.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. I just have to ask you something just to go back to the silly. I remember as a kid going to those, you know, they had those gift party stores or whatnot with gag gifts and things. And I remember seeing something called the laughing box. So I look at it, I'm like a tween. It's just this plastic thing in a bag. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. Like, they want $20 for this silly thing. But then I push the button and it's a recording of someone laughing. And it was really such a lesson because I could not stop laughing. And then I felt so ridiculous that I was laughing and couldn't stop laughing. And I feel it's totally contagious just to be silly. It's just a light. It's light. No pun intended.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Right? Do you know those things that I'm talking about? Well, it works. They work.
Have you ever laughed so hard that you just can't move?
Yes, with you. I fell on the side of the road. I didn't fall, but many times speaking to Lauren, I would sometimes be in a walk, you know, 2 year, whenever, walking and remember laughing. I was like, I have to sit down on this tree. I just could not continue. People looking at me, yes, have you?
Oh, yes, yes. And you just can't move. You're just laughing. It's like you just, that's it. Just, she's useless. Leave her alone. She's laughing. It's just, yeah.
It's contagious. It's high frequency.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Speaking of high frequency, how are you?
Well, you know, Zosia, let's see. You know, I'm in Florida. And this week I saw dolphins. I saw a manatee. That was so cool. And I won a $100 gift card at a coffee shop.
Yeah, you did.
Because it was a pumpkin decorating contest. And I'm like, oh, sure. I never won any of these things. Well, I got a call. And she says, you won? I said, I did. She said, yes, girl, you did.
It's like, times are changing.
I was like, well, all right.
Did you drink it all? You have some left.
Oh no, I have some left. Oh yeah.
Congrats. You told me that. I was so happy for you.
Thank you. I agree, BBS. Yes, one cup at a time. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. And the pumpkins. Oh my gosh. Yeah, what about you?
I didn't win anything. Life is winning. It's all winning. I saw hawks come close. I saw some pods of dolphins. I saw some seals flirting coming by. The sweetest day on the beach. I was just sitting there watching. It was just one of those days, and people were gathering on the beach and there were pods of dolphins because the fish were jumping all over the place. So there were pods of them in the distance, you know, but you could see them, what they do to swirl around together and get the fish. And all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there and this dog comes up from behind me, like a medium-sized dog. I say hello and we're petting and he wants to hang out. So I'm just chatting with him and hangs out a few minutes and then he leaves. I'm like, okay, just, you know, there's lots of dogs on the beach. Then he comes back again. I was like, oh, look at you. You want some love. And I just hug him and pet with him again. And then I look behind me and I wave. There's a man there smiling. And then the dog comes back again, the third time. This happened before recently. I'm like, this is hysterical. He was so sweet and just wanted to sit, you know, just could feel the light, could feel the presence, could feel whatever it could feel. It was just happy to be there. So I turned back again to the guy, and he just has this big grin. And it's like, you know, it was in the distance. I just said, you need to show your dog some attention or something like that. And he just smiles more, and then he just wanders away. It was super sweet.
Oh, that's
Super sweet.
awesome.
It's fun.
Well, the animals recognize your light. They see your
Yeah, and you
light.
too. We're all feeling that, right? We're all getting
Yeah.
those awesome experiences. It's nice. It was sweet to co like connect so deeply. It was a deep, you know, to
Yeah.
go even deeper and feel the light of the dog. It was wonderful. So yeah, it's been a
Absolutely.
good week.
That's so awesome. I
Yeah.
tell you this, I know Sunshine has had talked about going through a book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, on Whiplash Talks, and I was inspired this week to go buy the book. And Zosia, how much do you think the book costs?
$17.
$17.
How did I guess?
Oh
You
my
just buy
God.
everything that's $17?
Yeah, everything's $17. So I've been reading it, and it is life-changing. It is powerful. So that was something that I was inspired to talk about today. Just share, you know, what I've been learning and feeling, and also I feel like, and I just want to say this, just because I'll speak for myself, just because I sit here and we do this radio show does not mean that I have all of my stuff together. I'm continually growing, evolving, learning, changing every day, as I'm sure all of us are.
My hand's up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we all are. And I know if I'm experiencing this, then other people have to be experiencing this. So I feel like, you know, I don't feel I know. There's a reason. So I'm just sharing what I'm going through and what I'm experiencing, because I know my hope is that it will touch others and just give them that, you know, that hug, that encouragement to, you know, you're not off track, you're not behind, you know, you're right where you need to be. So, and that was just wanted to preface it with that. Anything that you wanted to add to that,
Oh, I
Zosia?
love it. It's great to hear other people's experiences, you know, right? You find commonalities like, oh, okay, I'm not the only one. So, yay, go for it.
Okay. So I kept asking, okay, spirit, universe, like, what's my next step? What's my next step? Probably tired of hearing it from me. Right? He's like, oh my God, the girl still doesn't. Oh, what's going on? But so the next step, you know, when we were talking about this, you know, okay, I've done this, I've done this. I did what 2Q has been telling us. I'm doing what he's telling us to do and what he told us to do, encouraged us to do, not creating a timeline for us, but just, you know, because he can see into the future, he knows. And so I felt like I kind of hit a wall with, you know, going within. And he's not going to tell us exactly, he's not going to give us every single turn, you know, go down this road, you know, go 3 miles, take a right at the wagon wheel. He's not going to, it's just because where's the growth in that? Right. So the journey is uncovering, you know, as we go. So I'm reading this book and I'm just like, wow, this is a game changer. Now, where I felt like I hit the wall was, okay, you know, I can have hobbies, I can, you know, read or, you know, go paint or whatever, right? Like what excites me. But I'm talking, so to me, the real work is, now don't get me wrong, that's a part of the work. That's a big part of the work, doing your highest excitement, what excites you, what you're inspired to do. The big chunk of the work for me is learning how to be in the now, or in peace energy, as Q would say. This isn't new information. It's just a different way of a different perspective, different way of wording it. that it really spoke to me. So, Zosia, do you remember when I told you a couple, like 2 weeks ago, I started doing breath work? And I had this, sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, you said it really helped you. Yes, I remember.
Yeah. So I had the first few times I did it, I had this profound experience of just joy and peace and just feeling at one with myself. And I hadn't experienced it before. And it was absolutely amazing. And so I'm like, gosh, how do you, just like Q says, how do you bottle this up and sell this? So how do you word this? And so there's a short passage in the book that I wanted to read to help explain what I experienced, so others who are interested in seeking growth and this knowledge and growth can get a taste of what it feels like. So he says, excuse me, the author says, you use the word, and this is somebody asking him a question. You use the word being. Can you explain what you mean by that? And the author, Eckhart, says, being is the eternal, ever-present one life beyond the myriad forms of life that are subject to birth and death. However, being is not only beyond, but also deep within every form as its innermost, invisible, and indestructible essence. What does this mean? This means that it is accessible to you now as your own deepest self, your true nature, but don't seek to grasp it with your mind. Don't try to understand it. You can only know it when the mind is still, when you are present, when your attention is fully and intensely in the now. Being can be felt, but it can never be understood mentally. To regain awareness of being and to abide in that state of feeling realization is enlightenment. So that was, to me, it really, excuse me, it really resonated with me because that's essentially what I experienced. Is I feel like I experienced that oneness of the I am and just being in the now and being present, and that's it. Source. That's what I experienced. The separation from identity, ego, illusion. I was at one with my being. Is that what do you make of that?
Yeah, I very much connect to what you're saying. I was just going to ask you for the listeners, can I just summarize it to see if it's
Please.
correct? So you shared the breathing that helped you so much, and then you said you had a difficult time with the breathing. Did you say that? And then you
I
read
yeah.
this. Is that correct? And then you read this, and then can you describe, did that sense that you're describing happen while you were reading these words?
Well, it had, well, sorry, Zosia, can you repeat,
Yeah,
say that
the
again?
state of being that you're reading, what helped you by reading these words? Did it help you recognize that you were in that state of being?
Yeah, it did. Because I struggled to find a way to explain it. It's there's the feeling of just being in the now and presence and separate from all of the other stuff. There's not, it's priceless. No material item in this world can match what that feels like.
Agreed. It's a, would you describe, I have to myself, I've described it as utter fulfillment. N nothing else is
Exactly.
needed, really. That's where that's where I connect with you. You don't need something outside of yourself because that state of being is utter fullness.
Exactly. And in this state of being, I didn't even have a desire. I wanted for nothing. Like I didn't want anything. I had everything in that space. I had all. I didn't need anything else. I had it all.
That's the beauty of the cave and getting out of the crowd to find that in some ways, you
Yeah.
know. But then to bring it back in the town, how do you? Okay, I don't want to jump onto it, but we'll can touch into this about sustaining it. But before we go into that, it's also, I mean, people know this in a sense, but it's, let me say it this way. You can talk from my own experience, I would talk about it and I get it. And then I'd hit a wall. Okay. And then it seemed to me, for me, the process. And then I hit a wall. It was called, when I studied, aridity. And you'd have the sense of dryness because it's great and you're so high. You're such in a state of bliss, silliness, and laughter. I mean, it's incredible. And then you come back down to the village, to the town, to the city, to life. And it's like, oh, where did it go? Go back again. You go in a silent retreat. It's so much easier to get there when you're surrounded by people also wanting to be there. There's a concentration, a numbers, I'll say. And then you go back to life, which is what I feel like you may have been touching on. But then once you get it, for me, once I got it, I would lose it and I would get it again, lose it, get it again. But I never lost it. I shouldn't say I just lost that sense. And then I always get it better, but I never lost it. It was accumulative for me. Is that what you're noticing?
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that you shared that because I know that's gonna that will help. That helps me because and this actually ties into the other excerpt that I wanted to read. Is that okay? That kind of ties it in a bow. So this is where we're going. I feel. He says, as you go more deeply into this realm of no mind, as it is sometimes called in the East, you realize the state of pure consciousness. In that state, you feel your own presence with such intensity and such joy that all thinking, all emotions, your physical body, as well as the whole external world become relatively insignificant in comparison to it. And yet, this is not a selfless, excuse me, and yet this is not a selfish but selfless state. It takes you beyond what you previously thought of as yourself, quote, yourself, unquote. That presence is essentially you, and at the same time, inconceivably greater than you. So that's where we're going. I feel like you're in connection and with your pure essence of spirit. And he also says, and he gives ways, on how to do it, how to get there. And, I know other of our Q family show hosts have spoken about it as well. But it says here, he says, there is one certain criterion by which you can measure your success in this practice, the degree of peace that you feel within. So that's your gauge, your how you can see where you are. But I thought it was interesting. He also talks about
Can I comment on that one,
please,
please, before you
yes.
switch? I would agree with the degree of peace, and how I'd have it and how I used to measure it was, do circumstances matter anymore? Or in my years of observing this, in the past, I would watch over all of the years that it's not necessarily that my life got easier, because still difficult things continued to happen. This is all pre-Q. Difficult things still continue to happen, but I was maintaining my state of peace. So it was a huge lesson to recognize and to pick up, even on what Max Spear said, NQ. It's a state of being, not outside circumstances. So it's what you're talking about, that state of being. It's like the battery charger that just hums the whole time. It's always there in us, it's always there to be accessed. It's always there for us, but at a certain point, something switches, and it's the primary. We realize our true primary self, and then we are growing that in this body. So that starts humming, in my words, just starts humming at such a frequency, it doesn't matter. And I've witnessed myself grow through incredibly difficult situations and maintain a state of peace. And then, months later, be like, wow, how did you do that? I love to talk to myself. How did you do that? I mean, I couldn't think of anything more heart-wrenching to go through. And I was in a state of peace. I'm like, whoa, this is what they're talking about. So I feel like that's what you're addressing, that pure consciousness. And then it's just the body experiencing what the body's experiencing. And just one last piece, when you take away the I, when you forget the I, it's the little, for me, the little I, you feel the big I of the pure consciousness, the capital S self. And then that's why I just started, just didn't really care about, I didn't care to talk about myself too much, or even, I cared about myself, I love myself, but it was just a detachment from my personality. It's just observe my personality. Sorry, go ahead. You were going
No,
to add
no,
another
no.
piece.
No, please go. I don't, you're on a roll.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Well, I love that you shared, your experience and, what you've been through and where you are now. And so that encourages me, because everything that I say to the audience, I'm saying to myself as well. I sit there and, encourage, I have to do it for myself. This is so, I love that. And it's, yeah, go ahead.
Well, just to add on to that, it's what I would observe in myself too. I would observe some people and think, oh, their life's so easy. Oh, they got it. They've been doing that was such a trap I observed in myself, because until I realized, I'd ask people, how did you get to that state of peace? And then actually find out people's life stories. I'm like, holy shite. Oh my gosh. It's not that someone gets to this place. I know people who don't seem to be really challenged with much in their life. And I also observe they're not really evolving. Not like my, not to compare, but the evolution, it's just more like the same. It just seemed they're just cruising through. No problem. Everyone has a different path. But it seems in of people I speak to in this journey, well, it's like cobblestone driving the whole way, and some of us go in different directions. You know, we all know that well, but it is a great question to ask people, how did you get to that state of peace?
It's
And
like, go ahead,
go,
sorry.
please go.
Oh, I was gonna say, it's like walking on a cobblestone street with a pair of heels.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I remember, this is a funny, a little aside. I remember being in New York City. My daughter was in a stroller. She just was so fussy. She just couldn't really fall asleep. So I don't know why, but I got the great idea to wheel her stroller down the cobblestone street. And that girl fell asleep like a charm, deep, deep sleep. I'm like, this is fascinating. And of course, she's a badass today. It's like that. She just cruises through things. I'm like, that's a great analogy.
Is so funny. Oh, you know what? This just came to me, Zosia. This is interesting. I saw this. Did you know? This is completely different, but different an aside. But did you know, over in Norway or the Nordic countries, did you know that they put the babies out in the strollers, like when it's really cold? It's cold over there, duh. But and that's how the babies, they leave them out, like they all go into the coffee shop or whatever. They leave the strollers all in this little, little area together, and the babies, they leave them out there, but it has an amazing effect on them. I had no idea.
We visited friends in Sweden and they left their baby. I'm like, no, I'll stand here with the baby. No, really. No, it was, I could not. I was like, this is too much for me. All the baby, you leave your baby outside. They have buses where you can wheel your stroller on. It's some of their systems are very set up to be child friendly, but that I yeah, they did. Yes. It's interesting you said that. I witnessed it myself.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, it's like just laughing. It's like an idiot laughing. Not you, me. So shy, are you
And
there?
they're fine. Am I here?
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the babies are fine getting the fresh air, and no, they're not frozen. They don't,
No.
they're well prepared there.
They're well prepared. Oh, okay. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. We love you, BBS. Okay. So I feel like for me, the next step was, okay, Lauren, you gotta work on this, because and Sunshine talked about it today on her show. What she spoke about it, just we're anchoring the light, we're establishing our baseline frequency, and that baseline frequency, in my my opinion is just peace. And that, why are we doing that? Because it's going to affect, it's going to be the lighthouse for others, right?
Kind of like the
Whenever.
story of the dog when the dog felt the frequency, so it came over. Well, when we're all in that state of frequency, people will come to us. Not that that's why we're doing it, right? It just it starts to be we become the we're amplifying it. We're amplifying the tuning fork.
That's right. That's right. So I felt like that was the big next step for me. So I've been so how do you do it? You know, one might ask, well, how do you do it? So there's many ways, there's many practices, you know, I tend to, you know, just take a deep, you know, a deep breath in, four counts, you know, hold it. And I think the Navy SEALs do this. Hold it for 4 seconds. Inhale 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds, exhale 4 seconds, and pause. And it's like you're doing a square, almost like a box. And, you know, just focusing on your breath, and then noticing the sensations in your body. And not the main thing is not reacting, because basically you have to get to a place where the thoughts don't overpower you. Like you can laugh at them actually. Like they don't do anything to you anymore. That's the real long and short of it to me.
Yeah, I'd say too, it's that experience you had of being. Now you have that experience. Now you know what that feels like. So now it's beautiful. It's an education to our senses. Okay, that's what it feels like. And then you just observe. It's just we just get to keep practicing. I feel sometimes in other experiences when I would speak to people, it's like it doesn't happen overnight. It maybe for some, that's it, you know. Maybe for Q, but for some, I guess I cannot say that, but for the majority, it doesn't seem to happen that way. It's a process and we just love ourselves more and it's all good. Everything is informative. Everything is informative. And when we observe ourselves, we're doing the work.
That's right. That's right. And you know, hey, there's days when I have bad days. I mean, I have days where
No.
I have days when I'm crying and I'm, you know, oh God, you know, this happened and oh, you know, I do. I really do. So,
My
but
hands up. My hands up too.
I mean, we all have them, you know, and so but I feel that we're able to pick ourselves back up, you know, it's that tenacity.
Yeah, and the sustaining, it just gets longer and longer. That's what I would observe when it was called aridity. I'd get bliss, 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 dry, 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 bliss, bliss, dry, dry, bliss, dry, bliss, dry. You know, it would go like that, but it helped me recognize it, just like exercise or, you know, the military. You get they practice being in difficult situations, so it just becomes natural to the senses to know what it feels like. Oh, this is where I am, and there's no panic. There's no panic. So I feel like that's what's happening. That exercise of going within and feeling that state of being, having that gift, it's so we don't have to panic. Oh, here it is again. It left. Okay, eventually it's just like, okay, no big deal. And that relaxation around it all is almost what comes mirrored back. You know, then the peace grows and it becomes mirrored back to you as our peace grows. Isn't it interesting? You get more synchronicities and it's everything starts to mirror back your own state of inner being.
That's right. That's right. And I would say what Key was talking about with, you know, the timeline show and okay, well, what's preventing us from getting to this state of peace? You know, that's a whole nother topic, but I get it now. I see, you know, oh, it's like the work that he's been doing for eons, you know, but particularly the work that he's been doing in this expression, and you know, that we know him as from BBS. I get it now. You know, eliminating things in your life that, you know, if it doesn't bring you peace, then it's got to go, you know. And I'm not saying that that's easy now. I'm not saying that that's easy. It can be, as you, I remember you said, it can be brutal. So it's so cool how, you know, what he was saying years ago, and now here we are, and I'm like, aha.
And you can only speak authentic, I feel. You can only speak authentically from experience. it's different. Sometimes I would meet people and it just, I don't know, they would say amazing things, but it didn't stick. And after a while, I recognize, oh, maybe they didn't live it. They're talking about it just as myself. I'd observe it in myself, but I recognize you sound different when you have lived it and experienced it to your point, which is why you stated earlier, Q didn't give out the details, the granularity. Well, one, because we're the massive creators of creating this. There's no details to give. Utmost respect and awe for our strength and power. It's up to us. And that's what, to me, what you're describing is realizing it. That's why it's called self-realization. You realize it yourself. We realize it, each of us, ourself. We have our own, it's all of our own choices. And our own self-discovery gets us to that aha. That's what he's saying. But now look how cool that we're talking about it even differently than we did 6 months ago.
That's right. Exactly.
Hence why he repeated it. It's not that complicated, really, right? Wouldn't you say? Like, it isn't, it seems simpler, not easy, simple.
And wouldn't you say, Zosha, that do you feel like that the people that are in their mind, and it's I'm look, I'm not saying that it's bad to use the mind. It's not what I'm saying. It's
It's
how
another
you
place.
it's another place, right? I'm not saying that people who are very successful and they use a lot of mental energy, I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just, like you said, the origination of where it comes from is now I get it. Does it come from the heart? You use your brain to, and I don't like the word, I'm not going to use that word, but you use your brain to help create it. What would you say for the people who are starting the journey? I don't know. What would you say to that as far as, where could they start? I would say the commands, but what, the commands, what would you say?
Go within. Yeah.
Okay, that should be a license plate.
Someone has to have it. That's how we find Q. Look for
That's right.
the
That's right. I love it. I
license
love it.
plate. Oh,
Because
he wouldn't have license plates.
or a mailbox.
I feel like it's for everyone. I always feel like it depends on the question of the being. That helps me answer that question. But when someone is really, how do you get, if the question is, how do you get to a state of inner peace? It is go within and then live your highest excitement and explore what that looks like. How does that come across in your life? And the separate piece to that is the mind is the darkness. Ron says it very bluntly, not a quote, but the mind is the realm of the darkness. That process of thinking gets us to use our heart-centered creativity to create that. That's why you could feel so different when someone speaks from their heart and has a different frequency to it versus the head. You go to a lecture or a classroom in college, or oh my gosh, I have so many to talk about in college, where I'll just use an example. The teacher would just talk and talk and talk, and it just, everyone knows this experience. You just, it's painful
Yeah,
because there's
it
nothing
is.
to grip onto and you can't feel anything. And, but you, I feel if everyone did a comparison between, is someone speaking from their heart and authenticity, or are they speaking from their mind, and then observe for yourself, how is that different? And then overlay that over your own experience and recognize, oh, am I authentic or am I in my head? That's how I used to observe myself too. So that's a start as well. It is really the observations of ourself.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love that. 'Cause Zosha, when you were talking about, college, I sat there and I started reading this book and I said to myself, nobody teaches you how to be in the present. It's always in the past or worrying about the future.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah.
No
Because
one teaches presence.
on purpose, right? And that's the tricky part too, of someone asking the question, how open are they to the truth, right? We touched on this last week, I feel. You have to, and that's where I shared with Q that one of the gifts, great gifts he gave was describing this terrain. Oh, that's how I up leveled. Even off of my years of experience, I still had crap to deal with. I'm like, what's going on? And people would say, oh, it's just karma. It's karma. I'm like, that doesn't work for me because that seems like you're just quitting and sitting down. Wait, you're telling me this person can get hurt and I'm just sit here and watch it? You
Exactly.
see what I'm saying? Like there was a disconnect in the frequency there. It didn't feel right. And then Q came and spoke and described the terrain. Thank you incredibly, immensely. Because now I can overlay it and like, ah, was it thrilling to hear about an alien? No, but it was relieving. Oh, that makes incredible sense. Now all the weirdness that I have observed in life now became highlighted. Now I could look at it
Right.
and where the frequency is out. And even Lauren in the most recent or the For the People about ghosts, I
Oh, that
mean,
was so
that's a
good.
place to start and really recognize what you're dealing with, what's around, not in fear, just to knowledge is power, right? What did someone say once? It's like, what am I going to do with this? Well, knowledge is power. You can change your life. Some people don't even realize the terrain they're in.
That's right. That's right. And speaking of changing your life, this just came to me. So, Zosia, just talking. Sorry, I'm going to transition real quick. This just
Yeah.
came to me. Is that okay?
It's perfect. It's see, you're in the moment. You're in the now.
Okay. I feel like I shared the story, my story. I called into Q April of 2024, told him my story about how I did not like the job that I was doing. And he gave me some suggestions, and I did them. He didn't tell me to do this, but he was suggested, but well, try this. So I quit my job. I left my job. I'm very thankful for the time that I was there and what it allowed me to do, and so.
You hated it.
But I'm sorry, I hated it. I mean, I just did. I hated it.
Wasn't your highest inspiration?
It wasn't
Sorry
my
to add
highest.
that.
No, it, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you said it. It wasn't. So I spent a year sitting on the couch. I mean, well, I have traveled too, right? I've just spent a year just you need a year to decompress, just to completely, it's like an unraveling process. I have a friend, her husband, just like it said, it's like unraveling. So, okay, fast forward. I've been traveling and having fun, doing the inner work. Working with Lucia, doing the commands. Why am I saying all this? I'm saying this because if I'm gonna, there's times when I have a way of sustaining myself right now. It doesn't matter how, but I have a way of doing it. But there, I experience fear because I'm like, well, what happens when, when I get to that place of, the sustaining is not there. So I'm like, oh my God, it literally causes me anxiety, and I get in my head. And so, okay, the power of now. Why am I saying this? Well, I'm saying this because I'm literally having to trust and have faith. If I'm the creator, I'm going to create something amazing. So, do I want to go back into the Matrix world and do that? No. I want to do something that I enjoy, that elevates me, that assists me in my ascension process. So this is where I am now. And it's scary. I'm feeling the emotion of fear. I know it's not real, but I am feeling it. And so I was talking to a dear friend the other day, and she gave me some great advice on, what to do when this fear comes up. I'm sharing this because I know that other people are in this situation. What can I do right now? And pulling my, and this is, I can't take credit for this. This beautiful being shared this with me. What can I do right now? Being in the present, getting out of my head and coming back to presence and now. And you are a creator. You can create. So I'm saying this because you know what I want to do, Zosia? I want to travel. I want to travel. I want to experience what it's like to live in different places and, connect with people and And, I'd continue to do this radio show because I love doing it. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm putting it out there, Zosia. I'm putting it out there. And I'm going to trust that one of these days on this show, I'm going to be telling everyone about the amazing story about how it all came together. That was a lot. I rambled.
No, it was great. It was really great. And just to touch in about, you said it's in the mind. It's you said I get in my head. You're on the terrain of the darkness. The mind is the darkness. I can't. I doubt. I this. I worry. That is not us. The state of now is being in the state of being. We're not humans. We're spirits having a human experience. It all switches when we live from the heart. It all switches when we go within. Remember, Osho said, it's the now, the next now, the next now, the next now. Every time we have those feelings, that is not us. So who the frick is it? The tools. It's the mind being when we have all of those tools. That's where I came up with wash, rinse, repeat. Once I'm in the state of worry and doubt, I go back to the top of my list. Okay, do my clearing, do my this. I have my own little list of what to do to help myself. Because sometimes when you get into it, you forget. But it's also, I love that you shared, Lauren. I feel you help so many as well by being so vulnerable and sharing this. It also, let me share a story. It was in the book Autobiography of a Yogi, written by Paramahansa Yogananda. So he was desperate. He was, I don't know, I'll say a teenager at the time, always wanted to go to the Himalayas, always wanted to go. So he's with his friend, the two, friends together, really excited to go to the Himalayas and find their master, find they're seeking the truth. They know there's more. They're seeking. Very wise. And they have to take a train, they have to go through the city and then take another train. And the friend is like, but we need money. Like, how are we gonna have food? And then the older brother is laughing at them, ridiculing them. Oh, please. Oh, sorry, Paramahansa Yogananda said, well, it'll turn up. We'll be taken care of. Sources all around will be taken care of. And the older brother laughed at him. Well, he goes on to write his story. And at every single moment, they were always taken care of. There was a lady who invited them in to, now this is many, many years ago, invited them in to have lunch. So it's what you're talking about, that trust and faith. It's not like blind trust and doing nothing, right? But he had this knowing, just very similar to what Q said. If you're in a ditch and you need something, and you know it will show up. That is the thrust. That is that stretch that can feel brutal sometimes. But it's where I feel he gave advice to you, like, don't go to work for a day. Don't go to work for a week. Find your stretch and that's where it's individual for each of us. And can I read something that Mermaid said
Please.
that I had? Talking about what you're saying, you want to travel, you have your vision, we all have our dreams. So this is just a these are notes of notes, so it's not direct quotes, but Mermaid said, I'll just read them, hopefully it makes sense. Heart first, synchronicities, not pushing, staying in the dream state, not pushing and figuring, because it stalls when you get impatient. And then she described Q is really, really patient. It's a way of higher being, higher frequency. He sees the vision, he knows the dream, and allows it. No doubt, no fear. Q's visions turn out beyond perfect. He has complete trust. Allow more, push less, and trust. And then someone says, intentions is the horsepower of the dream. Keep the initial dream in the heart and synchronicity show up. Then Asha added, take a point, a pause, allow, not react. We don't need anything outside ourselves. Dancing with the universe is living your highest excitement. It's also, let me just add a piece. The universe isn't what we feel that it is. Kind of what I quoted last week, like if everything goes fast enough, you don't see this menu. This is the illusion. So how do you back out of that one? See it's very subtle. So anyway, do you want to say anything to what Mermaid shared or anything.
Yeah, I remember when she shared that. And I remember, where am I going with this? I'm sorry. Q has incredible trust and patience. He's incredibly patient, where I'm not as patient. I'm just not. So that's something I'm having to press into. And you finally get to a place, Sosha, where you're in so much mind energy. I mean, there's literally days where I'm like, help me, spirit, help me, crying, help me, please help me. Because I'm doing the best I can. But I feel like when you just get to a place where you just like, I can't do this anymore, and you just surrender.
Yeah. Because then what other choice do you have?
Yeah.
But that too is information. That too is ability to observe what happens then. It's beautiful. I feel it's beautiful. I know. How do you say this over the things that I've gone through? It's the making of one. I know I don't have a lot of agreement sometimes with people, but to me it is beautiful. To find beauty amongst the tears and the pain, that's a big step, but it is there for everyone because we are spirits.
That's right.
We are spirits. So, and that is kind of what inspired me to do those illustrations, because I was trying so hard to explain it to my children that what you're looking at, that frequency of the doubt, the frequency of the worry, see the frequency. You can feel the frequency. It's uncomfortable. It's not nice. And then the creation. What if all around us, if nothing, Q says right behind you, there's nothing there. Okay, sometimes I sit and think. I just saw you mentioned the holodeck. They showed it all blank. I was like, yeah, this is like, for me, life. It's all blank. We're projecting. Even for the people just came out. Our body is a hologram.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
So it's just more recognizing of it, I'd say. It's more recognizing of it.
Those For the People articles are so good, and they help me so much. Wouldn't you agree, Zosia?
Oh my goodness. And I was actually just looking at they came out with another one today, Black Sheep. But on the ghost one, there's so much information in it, and oh my gosh, I feel there's so much for people to help. But outside, let's just say the normies, they have to ask the questions, to find this. Like, we're here for all of everybody to point in a directions, but I observe their mind or their ego. I've been there. That's how I know to recognize it. Doesn't allow them to ask the questions. They're comfortable with what they have. Oh, okay, I get how it works. They're making their choices. But back to those articles, they're so beautifully laid out. The illustrations, the information, it's so really an incredible. It's like a magazine.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah, they are. I felt that the 108 energy bodies that make up what we experience as a physical flesh and blood body, which is an illusion. The experience is real, the solidity is not. Change your frequency and your body transforms just like a snowflake.
And that goes right with what you were just saying,
Yeah.
right? The doubt, the fear, how you want to see it goes to what Mermaid said, holding the envision of, in your example, with the traveling, and then also the mind. Where is all that stuff coming from? Which body is it today? I mean, it's that technical. I felt like a technician. I imagine myself under a car on one of those really things, like looking at my 108 light bodies. Okay, where did that come from? That's not me. Like, literally, I would feel like that and feel, I'd get really quiet and feel. And after you clear more and then clear some more and through the archives and whatever you choose to do, I could recognize it where it was. I could, like a car mechanic. Oh, it's in
Yep.
the pistons.
Me
They're
too.
firing too fast, right? And then it's cool because we have the tools to clear it with, like you said, commands or rerun. Oh, just to say on the clearings, I wondered if everyone got the entity clearing after that reading.
Yeah, right.
But just so you know, because it's a lot and sometimes you forget, but if you do a clearing from your age, just remember, like if you do it today, tomorrow something new can come in. So every not to go into a panic, but just rerun them every so often and clean up whatever could have accumulated. I have felt great relief with that.
Me
It's just
too.
like doing a spring cleaning and you just feel all better.
Yeah, you feel lighter. I ran it yesterday. I
Yeah.
ran it yesterday.
And sometimes I keep them running. If when you get the unlimited, I'll put it on the not the age, but the one below it. You can click it. And then I was told I could put unknown if I don't know what the situation was. And sometimes I'll just run it if I'm away for the weekend. I'll run it for 5,000 minutes or something like that. So you can, it's the support there for us. They're there for us.
That's right. That's right. So
Thank, I
it'll
mean,
be
endless
what?
gratitude to them. To
Except,
Q
yeah.
and Ron and for the people. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no. I was just gonna echo what you said. Oh my gosh. It's
And can
just,
I go back to what you said
please.
about the emotions? So it's funny. It's like, you know, it's not you. I'm going to speculate. I'll just say it to me. When that happens to me, I know it's not me. Sometimes I can manage it. And, you know, sometimes it could be strong. That's when I just relax, like you said, kind of surrender, and that's okay. It's not a failure. I just need to sit down and have a cup of water. It's just, you know, but I feel, do you observe? It's things just seem so light now, but it's funny. We all have our own experiences based on what we're seeing. So I don't even know how to ask that question. Never mind.
No, that's good. That's good. I can tell when something needs to be cleaned out in me. I know. I can tell. I know. I feel it. I know it. And I know where it's originating too.
Does it have less of a pinch, or it's just another layer?
Another layer. And
Mm.
then I know how to command it out. Might take it doesn't mean it happens right away, but I'm getting better.
And the terrain of this war is by design to get people to be in this state of lower frequency because
Yeah.
the dark lives off of it. Well, that got my back in a twist. I'm like, no. I'm doing no, I'm not giving anything up as much as I can. Oh, I gave it up. Okay, I'm gonna start again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just to always, I just always encourage all of us just to go easy on ourselves and love ourselves, and we're doing what we can. Look, we're here. I feel in the womb of light. It still doesn't always mean easy, but it goes away. It does go away. They just can't stick.
Yeah,
It goes away.
that's right. That's right. And I loved the there was a command that was shared today on Whiplash Talks. A command, and I don't remember exactly how it was said, but for only beings of my frequency, or high, I've heard it as my frequency or higher are allowed in my space.
Yeah, I do that. I do something like that too. I
I
found
love
that
that.
really helpful. Yeah, and just start saying it. Sometimes I just say it now. No, this is how it's going to be, and I'll get instant. It's really interesting. Really quick, I felt it was interesting about I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh yeah, that was
I
because I
love
watched
that
that.
show.
Me too.
But then when they refer, I'm like, yeah, he was kind of a put. She did boss him around. I was like, it was great, super helpful to understand
Yeah.
how one of those versions works, those beings work. Seriously, 2 minutes.
I
God,
know,
Lauren, we
right?
need it's really interesting.
We can't say we need another hour because we
I know,
haven't.
exactly. So funny. Thank you so much, BBS, for hanging in there with us. Oh,
Yay.
as always, Lauren, I love connecting with you. To our audience, listeners, thank you. Thank you. Always so appreciative. To our subscribers, always so deeply appreciative. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you. As always, so much fun to play.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And we'll be
and
back. Oh, sorry.
go
Just to
ahead.
remind, I like to remind because I forget times. We'll be back next week at the lunch hour time, 12 o'clock Eastern, your
Yeah.
weekly show.
Maybe I'll win another contest.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear more. I need to find a contest.
I almost said, no, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, good. Now everybody wants to know. What was she saying? Yeah, you same here. I love coffee as well.
Oh my
All
gosh.
right, sis. All right, BBS. We'll say that's a wrap and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Thank you.